I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice series. Of the foods that has received much attention, there's been much discussion about what bracha one should make on wraps. There are many people who treat wraps as regular bread, therefore they make hamotzi, but there are those who still maintain that you should make a mezonos. And I'd like to discuss to explain what is the background, why is it there are those that say that you make hamotzi, while other poskim maintain that you should make a mezonos. Now wheat, as all grains, grow from the ground. And therefore, it should have been, Chazal should have instituted, it would seem, that you should make a bracha bori pri adama on all wheat products. And the fact is that, as we learned in yesterday's daf, hakosis is achita, if someone eats a kernel of wheat, the halacha is in fact that you make a bori pri adama. But wheat is able to be transformed, grains are able to be transformed into a higher level. They're able to be cooked, they're able to be made into something like oatmeal. If you make oatmeal on a fire, it turns into a maisa gedera, and it turns into something that's mezonos. It achieves, it attains a special status of something that satiates. Therefore, Chazal instituted that if you cook grains, you make a mezonos. But there's a higher level as well, and that is pas. As we learned in the first mishnah of this parak, Daf Lamed Hey, that on all things that grow from the ground, you make hadama, except for pas, that on pas, you make hamotzi lechem in arz. And today's daf, brachas daf amirches, the Gemara discusses what, in fact, is the exact text of the bracha. Do you say motzi? Do you say hamotzi lechem in arz? But that is because bread, ke'al lechem yichya adam, bread is the main staple of one's diet, and therefore it has a special status that has a unique bracha. The question is, how do you define what is bread? What is pas? In the discussion of how to define what is considered bread, what is considered pas, really began at the end of yesterday's daf, the bottom of daf lamed zayin amud beis. The Gemara references chavitza, the Gemara talks about trukkanin, the Gemara talks about trisa, different ways of baking bread, different types of doughs, and some of them the Gemara in fact says is not bread at all. The top of lamed chesam and alf, the Gemara talks about kubud da'ara, this batter that you bake in the ground. And the Gemara says that it has a quasi-bread status, that if you eat it regularly, you don't make hamotzi. It's not considered bread, you don't make hamotzi. But if you're kovei asuda, if you eat enough, that becomes the main part of your meal, then you do make hamotzi. You're able to be yotze matzah on Pesach, if this didn't become chametz, because it really is able to have the status of bread. It has a quasi, some bread qualities to it. And this is the focal point of any discussion of what the bracha on wraps should be. Do wraps have the status of bread? Do they have what the Gemara calls teresa dinama? Do they have the tzuras apas? Do they have the form, the qualities of bread that you would make hamotzi, or perhaps not, and you would only make mezonos? One of the products that the Gemara spoke about, the banam of amadayim abeis, was trisa. The Gemara explains, what is trisa? Gevil mertach. What's gevil mertach? Rashi explains, it was a very liquidy batter that you would mix water with flour, you would stir it with a spoon and pour it out over a stovetop onto like a griddle, and it would immediately bake. And the Gemara says about this trisa that it doesn't have teresa dinama. It doesn't have the status of bread, and you would always make a mezonos. Even if you were kovei suda, the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that you would not make hamotzi, you would only make a mezonos, because this product does not have any of the qualities of bread. The question is why? What about it makes it that it doesn't have the qualities of bread? So some poskim explain, it's because it's so thin. Because this batter was so liquidy, you would pour it out over the griddle and it would bake such a thin product, that can't be considered bread. And therefore, there's some poskim that say when it comes to wraps as well. Since a wrap is so thin, it can't be considered bread, and therefore you should only make mezonos. However, many poskim argue. They point out that there's a fundamental difference between the case of the Gemara and wraps. The case of the Gemara was talking about a blila raka, a liquidy batter, a very liquidy batter that you poured out and became thin. It didn't even have a defined shape. It spread all over the griddle, and however it was baked was because of the heat of the griddle. When I have a wrap, I have a blila ava, I have a dough, which I formed into a circle, albeit that it's thin. It may be very thin, but it's still coming from a dough, which was formed. That could still be considered bread. And according to those poskim that say that wraps have a teresa dinama, they have the tzuras hapas and are considered bread, it doesn't make a difference how I'm eating it. It doesn't make a difference whether I'm eating it on the go, eating it as a snack, or eating it as part of my meal. Once it attains the status of bread, the bracha is always going to be hamotzi.